It is time for us to head to the Weather Center, and Jamie Simpson should be waiting there. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning to you.
And it was a chilly morning this morning, but a beautiful weekend. The Sharon Classic Road Race, which of course had to be bumped off last year because of COVID, went underway perfectly. First one I didn't broadcast from in the 35 years it's been around. I think about 150 runners and walkers were in it. Then on Sunday, there was another race that was held up in North Canaan. And that had a nice little contingent in it as well. And so whatever we wanted to do outside this weekend, the weather was really nice.
Well, it continues today. Sunshine's going to dominate the skies. We'll top out in the mid-70s this afternoon. So one more day to enjoy before some showers arrive overnight tonight and linger for part of the day tomorrow. We'll start off tomorrow in the upper 50s, highs near 70, so the clouds and showers keeping the temperature down a little bit. Cold front moves through, sunshine returns, looking pretty good Wednesday and Thursday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday. Now, one thing we have to keep an eye on is the computer forecast models are now trying to sneak an area of low pressure in from the northeast into New England later on this week. If that trend continues, we might have to add some clouds to Thursday's forecast, maybe a stray shower. It does look like that'll move out, though, by next weekend. So looking optimistic in regards to this coming Saturday and Sunday.
All right. So from the northeast, so that means that means something's going to back up and come down on us possibly?
Yeah. It's actually pretty rare for it to come from that direction. But this is the first sign that I've seen that we're truly getting into some fall weather when we start to see these slow-moving areas of low pressure that can sneak in like that. So maybe we're going to start to see a transition here over the next couple of weeks because we are due.
Well, I hope the rain stays down because if it doesn't continue to rain hard every once in a while, the colors this year should be outstanding because of the amount of rain we had earlier. It really should be an unbelievable fall.
Yeah, and that's really very, I think a lot of people don't realize that how much rain you get versus having some drought conditions can make a huge difference in terms of how vibrant the colors are.
Yeah, so I'm betting on it's going to be I'm a poor betting person, so I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm betting that it's going to be a beautiful like 3.5-4 weeks of color. Then of course you got to get rid of the leaves. That's not so beautiful portion of it. All right, so
well,
now
you know. I'm out in Ohio here, and one thing that we're lacking are the sugar maples that you guys have. So we don't get the vibrant reds, and I miss that having grown up in Massachusetts.
You know, everybody talks about the reds, but you know what really makes a difference out here is when you get the vibrant yellow ones. Even on a cloudy day when there's vibrant yellow, a lot of vibrant yellow leaves, it brightens up wherever you're driving through. It really, especially when you're on a back road where the trees aren't cut back so far.
Right.
So my favorite color is the yellow because it just brightens things up. Because I get up in the dark and pretty soon I'll be going home from work in the dark. So that's that. So I like to get any light. Now I have to ask you some personal questions here. We haven't established yet your personal background fully, and that includes sports and movies. So first of all, what are your favorite sports teams?
Oh, I'm a diehard Boston fan, having grown up 40 miles west of the city.
So then you had a bad weekend.
Yeah. You could say that.
You know, it's funny. The Red Sox won, I think, 90% of the first games they played. In the last two series they played, the Red Sox have lost now six games in a row to the Yankees.
Yeah, things balance out, though, over time.
It really is. And the Yankees and Red Sox, of course, are fighting for the two playoff spots. So in baseball, so that means you must be a New England Patriot fan, too.
I am, yes.
All right. Well, that's acceptable. I used to hate Tom Brady, but you can't hate him now because he has proved that he's simply the best quarterback ever to play in the NFL. You know, I mean, you can't dispute that fact anymore.
You're not going to get an argument from me.
I mean, it's no surprise that he goes to Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay wins the Super Bowl and becomes a contender. But all right, so you're okay. You're standing good there. That's good. Now, being out in Ohio now, you must watch a lot of football, college football.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, though, is I went to Penn State, so I absolutely hate the Ohio State Buckeyes for that very reason. And it's tough being like that around here, let me tell you.
I was going to say, that's like living in Boston and hating the Red Sox.
Right.
You can't do that. Or else it's like living in New York and liking the Dallas Cowboys. There's certain things you can't do. Yeah, but football, I mean, so you're picking, so then you've been watching Penn State football for a long time then.
Even before I went there, I was a fan.
All right, so now we've got all those things cleared up. Now, movies. What type of movies do you like?
Wow, I guess action thrillers, dramas.
See, you sound like you go. See, I don't watch movies to see Academy Award winning performances. I watch movies if they make me laugh, I like them. If they have a lot of things that blow up in them, I like them. I don't like a lot of gore necessarily, but I like Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel, all those. I like those type of movies as well. And I do like dramas. I do like dramas, but I like shoot 'em up, blow 'em up movies, and also I like anything that'll make me laugh. And I also like any movie that Clint Eastwood makes. He's 91 and he just finished producing.
Oh, yeah.
He just finished producing and acting in another movie. Jeez.
I know he's amazing.
91.
He really is.
91. Yeah, I think it's bad enough. I sit here, I've got 51 years of broadcasting. But here's a guy out of his 91 years, he's been basically making movies for 70 years. Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. So you've been a meteorologist for how long?
I've been a meteorologist for over 25 years.
All right. So you've got a little ways to go to catch up to Clint and me.
Oh, I won't last that long.
Well, sure you will. Look at Pat. Pat and I always talk about, we'll probably be in another 15, 20 years strapped into chairs just sitting here doing what we do. Because we can't do anything else. We can't go out and get a normal job. You know?
Well, you both, as do I, have a unique profession.
Yeah. And we like our unique profession.
Very much so, I do, yes.
All right, so let's recap this forecast now that we've got the personal information out of the way.
Mostly sunny today, high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Looks like after midnight some showers will move in tonight, dropping into the upper 50s by morning. Scattered showers for your Tuesday, high near 70. Then sunshine is back Wednesday and Thursday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday. But again, I mentioned, we're going to have to watch that Thursday forecast carefully because if things progress the way that I've started to see them, might have to add in a couple of showers on Thursday.
And right now, which is far too far ahead really to guarantee, the weekend looks pretty good.
It looks like that system, if we do get it Thursday, should move out of the area for the weekend. So right now it is looking pretty good, yeah.
All right, Jamie, I want you to have a good week and we'll speak to you again next Monday.
Okay, sounds great.
Take care. There we go. Robin Hood Radio. Every Monday, Pat is recovering from his weekend of filming and closing down at the lake. And Jamie Simpson joins us here on Robin Hood Radio. You can hear the conversation at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on weather with Pat Pagano.